I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earlier this week, Boko Haram launched a spattering of attacks in northeast Nigeria. In one assault, they gunned down 8 Christians as they left church. Greg Kelly with World Mission says 2.5 million people have been torn from their homes because of the violence of Boko Haram, and they're in desperate need of hope.
There's 20,000 children right now just on the verge of death due to malnutrition just in these camps in Nigeria. And we bring in food and sanitary items, and our partners are building relationship with them and just loving them. And then, of course, they share the treasure, which is World Mission's solar-powered audio Bible in the native tongue, which is Hausa. And people are gathering around, Muslims gathering around in small groups, listening to the Word of God in these refugee camps.
Learn more at missionnews.org. And whether Christian or not, technology for pleasure, work, or ministry has been a somewhat debated topic. But in the digital age, technology has become crucial for ministry because it helps connect people. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Brett Stott-Willett explains.
I love Twitter for that reason. Hashtags, I think, are phenomenal for this. You know, they're gathering places for people that want to share a conversation. Video games are actually pretty interesting for this. Video games are becoming more and more social. It's not just about the content anymore, the experience of the game. It's about the whole ecosystem of the social layer.
Technology's gone from a privilege to an important part of everyday life. It helps us to connect, learn, and even share the gospel. Maybe we could hold off on the stigma against things like gaming or social media and look a little bit more into possibility. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and sometimes it's overwhelming. So let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.